Juicy Ed and Erin know our mums deserve the best. Spoil her for less with the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale on now.
Good morning and get up, now count me in.
Hey there, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, it's a cracker today, there's no doubt about it, but let's just talk for a minute. What's happening in the world?
Have you been well?
Have I been well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Out of 10, how would you rate
my
level
wellness?
Of well? Yeah.
Oh, I'm putting on weight, which is disappointing me. Because yeah. I weigh myself every... Yeah, the munchies. Don't talk about the munchies.
Don't weigh yourself every day.
Don't do that.
No, that's bad.
I'm almost 80 kilos today, and it's really annoyed
almost
me this
80?
Morning. 88, sorry.
Oh,
88 kilos.
Say,
I want to be 80 kilos one
no,
more time
you're
in my
not.
Life. Why
you will
not?
Be when you die and your body rots.
Wow.
Well, I want to be alive for it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't
not
realize,
because I've got an illness. I don't want my next massive weight loss to be a terrible illness.
I've wished for that before when I was younger and hadn't done therapy.
Right.
You're doing it for a terrible illness.
Yeah. I tell you what gets weight off you is cold and flu tablets,
Listen, we're not allowed to promote this. Yes, it does.
The stuff behind the counter just shreds it. I don't
Big
know
time.
What's in there.
I do.
What is it?
Oh, well, it's this. Well, look, it's a
pseudoephedrine. Which, God, that stuff's good.
It creates an internal thermos in your body.
It does. I have 3 days on that, and I'm bloody shredding 4 kilos.
Can I tell
kilos.
You, friends, it, let's
man.
Not...
Goodness gracious me, I
don't
need to get back
it, man,
on that.
Don't do it, man, is what I said.
Don't do it.
They're motivated. The folks you see on the street that are very into it are super motivated and
they
often
are
not very poor. And they're not very porky.
No, they're lean.
They're lean, mean.
Really? But I thought they were like more akin to kind of hard drugs. Or is that what this is, but in the less hard form?
Hashtag gateway,
you know what,
hashtag
you know what I love more anything is druggy couples. I love two of them.
It's actually, know, feels
a
my
hand
heart
in hand.
Yep.
Hand see, in hand on the journey. Just wandering down the street together.
I
just
feel,
with the same goals.
I think it's nice that they've found each other. I actually feel a little bit of joy and comfort that they've found a like-minded person to spend their life with.
And they are most certainly keeping the iced coffee industry afloat, from what I can tell.
That's all you need.
The drink of choice.
I was talking to a bloke the other day who said that he's got a friend who just, that's all he ever, he has one iced coffee, milky drink, I think every 2 or 3 days. And that's the only food he has.
Mill by mouth, apart from, hang on.
Who
is this person?
No, he's like a full-blown alcoholic who every 3 days has an iced coffee. Yeah.
Righto.
Yeah.
Well, there's a diet. There's a diet you can try if you're playing along at home. If you're playing along at home.
Eating's cheating. You know what they say.
I do know what they say.
If you're ever with the lads on a boys trip, eating is cheating.
Okay,
or maybe
okay.
The girls on a ladies trip.
The girls have said, but it's far more sinister when girls say it.
Oh, yeah, right. Because of the,
Enjoy the podcast. Finish. We'll just mutter our way out of this. Enjoy.
This is I on
Sydney.
Let's give a shout out to the rain for waiting for school to be back. That's incredible.
Till Monday, it's saying, Erin. Till Monday. Rain bomb till Monday. That's what they're saying.
I don't mind colder weather, but rain's annoying, right?
Yeah, but if you're going to school and you're like, I might as well be at school because it's raining, you know? So it's, rather than, you know, yesterday, which is beautiful.
Okay.
But at school, would they even notice the weather when they're at school? Because of their phone addictions. Mm-hmm. Generation Z is what the front of the telly says. We've lost all our children to the phones, haven't we? To social media.
No, we have.
It's over.
Not even absolutely social media. Over. Like, my child's not on social media, but I've still lost her to the phone.
To the screen.
The screen game. She's so obsessed. She's 5 3/4 with, like, kissing games. Marriage games, boyfriend games. I don't know where she gets it from.
Yeah, what's a boyfriend
I
game?
Don't know, but she keeps asking me to search for it. And I'm like, Eliza, nothing comes up for 5-year-old boyfriend games.
You've got to be careful because before it's you know weird. It, she's in Nigeria trying to marry some bloke, you know. So it, The scams are one thing.
She's so, five.
But you've got to remember that the scammers are coming for everyone, and that's all through phones, basically, and laptops and whatever. So that's one issue where there's 2.3 billion was stolen from Australia last year through scammers.
Mm. And they were happy because that was down.
Yeah, true.
Trumpeting that figure. Good news, everyone.
So that's one issue. You've got the other issue that no one can concentrate. I wake up on the weekends and my daughters are just staring at their phones and they're good at it.
You know, yeah, they are.
My son is 100% hooked on his phone and they're allowed to have their phones at school. What's that about?
Well, unless you're at Ashfield Boys High, it's moved to implement the Minns government mobile phone ban last year. They have got themselves lockers that the kids put their phone into, straight out of their bag and into a locked locker.
I think that is a good idea.
Smart
idea. Yeah. Like going to a Chris Rock concert where you put your phones away.
You're not allowed to film.
In case you film it and put it on and ruin his Netflix special, apparently. So
that's a good idea, though, with, I mean, not obviously it's not a good idea to ruin someone's Netflix special, but to have the box at school because a lot of parents, their kind of counter-argument to this is, oh, I want my child to have a phone, you know, when they're travelling to and from school for safety, et cetera,
so
blah, blah, blah.
We want that
Yeah, exactly. So actually taking them and locking them in the box is a very good idea.
It's at the front of the classroom.
But why doesn't every school do that?
Well, if it's the new laws, Ed, isn't it? Then they obviously all have to. There's probably a period of time where they have to implement
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go.
The problem is there's a loophole, as in they have their laptops, you know, at school a lot of the time or their whatever devices they've got, and they can access the internet through that.
Well, so, I get text messages and everything through my laptop, everything basically.
Yeah, exactly. My son watches the NBA during the day.
During school?
During school.
During school, to like class?
Yes.
Ooh.
And has to keep his cheering to a minimum. How's that possible?
What about physics-based cheering? Could he be doing some physics-based cheering? Zion, Sydney, when we return, my goodness, Erin Molan with a shaving hack. Nobody that produces hair can afford to miss.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
So I was shaving my legs in the shower.
Hot. That was a bit of fun there. No, is that awkward? Not hot?
It was hot, let me assure you. It was hot.
Do you use cream to shave your legs?
Oh, look, it's whatever I can find. Shampoo sometimes, conditioner.
Oh, really? Wow.
Body wash, like it really just depends.
But if you're hot shower, so your legs are hot and wet, and that's obviously what you would shave.
Yep. Yeah, I shave lots of things, but my legs are included.
Helps.
Yeah, moisture helps because you don't want that dry shave where you get the rash. But the other day, did you use at a dry shave?
No one wants
Remember when I shaved
shave.
In the bathroom at the airport? God, that was
wasn't
weird.
There.
No, you you definitely weren't there.
Oh, were you there?
So
I was shaving in the shower and you know, I generally shave maybe once or twice, one or two strokes, and then I rinse the shaver in the water. Yep. Then one or two strokes, rinse the shaver. Mm-hmm. As I went to do like maybe my sixth stroke, I dropped the razor.
Oi.
Uh-huh. And it hit the floor of the shower.
Yep.
And hair came out.
Of the razor.
Yep.
It's just one of those normal Bic razors.
Yeah, like a Bic razor.
Plastic razor,
yep.
Is it?
Yep. So when the force of it hitting the floor...
There was hair stuck up in it.
Yes. And anyway, and then I was like, my God, this is revolutionary. What if I were to shave and then have a listen?
Tap.
I tapped the shaver on the wall of the shower and hair just kept coming out. And so I kept having a clean razor to use and my shave was so much closer to my skin. And I'm 40 and I've never done that before. And I just think... Like, this could be something that helps other people as well.
Most men tap their razors.
Yeah, it's tap, tap, give. Yeah, because of the...
It's a tap, tap thing.
The coarseness
it's
not, of the...
What?
There's no...
The coarseness of the hair, yeah.
You just tap, tap, you like this, and then...
Can we go to our producers? We've got female... I think they identify as women.
Yeah.
Stop, this is what we all do.
What? No, you don't.
It's the worst hack in the history of
Why are they all nodding like little lemmings?
We've got to take this out of the podcast.
No. Are you no? In all honesty, is
killer,
this?
That was it's a show. Yeah, no,
it's a real
oh yeah, because it's really it's really
close
living
down.
Strong already.
There's no information.
What? I genuinely have never done that before. I've always tried to rinse and no hairs come out. And well, but that'll do me. Why did no one tell me?
You didn't shave. You didn't. Your mother never, Anne never got you up and said, "Let's shave together, Erin. Let's do this as a family."
No, my mum didn't pull me into the bath nude and shave together with me like a family.
You didn't have to be nude. It was
nude. We're doing our legs. Why are we all nude?
Doing our private bits.
No, well, sir, I just discovered it, so anyway, it's good for me. Whatever.
Hang on, what about Debbie from Greystone? She's called in. Debbie, is this incredible news to you?
No, I've been doing this for years. It's the best hack ever.
For God's sake, why didn't Debbie.
You
ring us? Why
didn't you rang us at 6 o'clock and broken this news.
I swear, I honestly had no idea this was a common thing. So whatever.
Well, you live and you learn.
We live and you learn.
Too young,
well played.
Old to learn.
Good on you, Debbie.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Hey, yesterday my son turned 15. What do you get a kid who's got everything and doesn't want a bike because he never rides bikes? My wife came up with something and I had no idea this was happening. It was in a large box from Amazon. Anyway, everything comes from Amazon, but whatever, it shouldn't. I'd prefer other.
No, they're great things. Actually. They're really great.
You're good. Yeah. So,
actually, they're just advertising for 1,500 jobs. New
Amazon
jobs. Yeah. Yesterday I saw an article. Yeah.
There you go.
That's good.
I can take the ones that Crown are getting rid of. So.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Straight swap.
Yeah. So, big box. Guess what was in the box, guys? Why don't you two guess? What was in the box?
Sewing machine.
No.
Oh, good guess.
No. Bit bigger than a sewing machine. No.
Tui's.
What's that, sorry?
Tui's blue, like a carton of beer.
No, but you're getting you're on the right track.
A keg?
No, but you're getting close. It's for his room.
Oh.
Bar fridge.
Bar
it's
fridge.
A bar fridge.
Do you know how that is the greatest? I was desperate when I was that honestly, that's amazing.
I said to him, has any of your other friends got a bar fridge? He said, no. He's the first.
Uh-oh.
That's great.
In his circle to have a bar fridge. And it's now set up in his room. And he said, I never have to leave this room again.
Oh, no.
He said, he can now game all night.
Oh, right.
And he's got that bar
but
fridge
is it a
there.
Is he the toilet as well?
Yeah, that's what, a great point.
No, the toilet's far away.
Yeah, it's a toilet at the back.
No, we've filled it. It's been filled with iced tea. He likes Lipton's iced tea.
That is right.
I mean, it's a really delicious drink and I'm excited for it. I check the sugar content.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I just have a quick.
So skinny,
I know, but I have a quick look.
Yeah, but where's it going? I don't know. He's the skinniest kid in the world. But, yeah, so a bar fridge.
Wow.
Is it a concern?
Awesome. No.
And apparently it also has a hot setting, so it can become a pie warmer.
Hang on.
What?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa.
How quickly from fridge temp to pie warmer can it go? Because that's important.
What are you talking about?
He ain't going to wait a couple of hours.
How quick can become a
pie
warmer?
Hang on, I'm
going
to look this up.
That is actually
are you sure about that?
Incredible. I've never heard of
much
such a thing.
I got told last night that it turns into a
fridge
warmer.
Slash, it seems different.
It does seem weird, but that's the story. He'll use it mainly as a fridge.
Fridge?
Well, I don't know, mate.
But what's he gonna, how's he going to keep the stuff cold when he takes it out to warm his pie?
Yeah, I know. I don't think they've thought it through with the slash pie warmer.
Fridge
but, I mean, it'd be handy at a local sporting club, wouldn't it? If you could, you know, some days you want the pie, some days you want the
well, most people want both. They want a hot pie with a cold drink.
Yeah, well, maybe.
How do you do
two.
That, eh?
I don't know. You get two. You need a second.
Well, if you're
going to
get two,
fridge.
Why wouldn't you get just one fridge and one pie warmer?
I don't know, mate. I'm just. Anyway, so that's him. Never see him again. He's done.
There's nothing on the internet about
you could
a
get
fridge.
One of those golf sticks that you pee into to go to the toilet
oh, yeah,
in if
that's
you
a
want.
Great idea.
Yes, because then he doesn't need to leave. He can just empty his stick each night.
Or you can just put the pipe out the window. So, yeah, so just pipe goes straight out the window. He's on the second floor, above a pot plant. Boom. There's Raffy's. That's his fifth iced tea.
Him in, 12 years.
Congrats, Raff, for your mythical pie warmer / fridge.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
It was great that the weather held for the final day of school holidays. And, Erin, how did you enjoy it with your daughter?
My 5 3/4-year-old and I went to a pool near where we live, which was super fun. She's obsessed with swimming. And I kind of thought, given it's the last hot day for, I think at least, like the next 2 weeks is meant to be rainy. Someone was telling me in the lift
it's
this morning.
Winter.
Yes, exactly. So, no, but it was beautiful. It was actually, sunny, lovely. There was, wasn't packed as well, which I quite like. There was only a couple of other people there. But it just, it was just so interesting slash funny slash, I don't even know the word, just how similar kids are just in every way. Like, so I was there with Eliza first and then another couple of kids around Eliza's age and their dad came. And it just, it's almost quote for quote, like Eliza had already gone through the whole thing with me. Are you coming in, mummy? I'm like, yeah, darling, I'm just going to lie here and get a little bit warm. It's still not hot yet. A little bit warm. Okay. How long? Look, I reckon, 5, give mummy 5 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come in. I'm like, darling, that's seconds, not minutes, but like, yep, school's clearly going well, blah, blah, blah. Oh. Then the dad and the two kids came and it's so funny because it was exactly the same. The first thing they said, Dad, are you coming in now? And he's like, just let me get warm. Dad just wants to get warm by the pool for a little bit. Like, Dad, like, it's just, they're exhausting. So I almost thought, and then I thought about almost saying to him, hey, we both are in this hellhole together. Why don't you take the three of them for like 20 minutes, then I'll do the next 20 minutes.
No. Was the dad attractive? Mm.
Oh, see, I can't answer that now because just in case he knew who I was and he's an avid listener.
I don't know which way that is. I think he was. I'm going to say he's attractive.
Do you need to warm up, mate? Over
here. Did you chat to the dad or not?
No, there was no.
Boo.
Because there was because, one. No. There was like one moment when we got in the pool and I kind of laughed. And because she was, even when I got in the pool, then she was angry because I didn't want to wet my hair. And I'm like, honey, mum's hair goes green because she's a fake blonde. So if mummy goes underwater, her contacts will sting and her hair will go green.
Right. So it's a lot for her to take in.
It's a lot for her to take in. And then I feel guilty because am I putting my aesthetics above her happiness?
No, you don't have to put your hair on. That's a big effort to put your hair on.
Thank you.
We know how long it takes you to dry your hair here in the morning.
No, and that really triggers you. I'm still yet to understand that. Is it the noise?
Yes, it's the noise. It's loud and it's annoying. It just goes and goes and goes and you can't chat. Yeah, it's like a jet engine just fired up in the corner of the room.
Well, it's over now because it's rain. Kids are back at school. 20 in Penrith, 20 in Toongabie. It's rain.
Was he?
Yeah,
hot?
He was. Hot.
Oh my god, you guys are so pathetic.
Yeah,
I can't even answer this because I just can't because it would be
sexist.
No,
objectify him.
No, I'm happy to objectify people. Absolutely.
Oh no, would it be? Let him think he's hot.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Britney Spears shutting down rumors of a comeback.
Taylor Swift packing on the PDA for a special date night.
It's showbiz.
We got three big stories for you. We'll end with Billie Eilish and some special news there. But first up, Russell Brand is getting religious. He's always been quite spiritual, but he's decided to go down, a more maybe conventional path.
This Sunday, I'm taking the plunge. I'm getting baptised. What's been explained to me is it's an opportunity to die and be reborn, an opportunity to leave the past behind and be reborn in Christ's name, like it says in Galatians.
Well, it's a big event for him.
So he originally wanted to get baptised in the River Thames. I always get this wrong. Is it Thames?
Thames.
Is it clean?
No, it's not.
Well, this is the issue. It had high levels of E. coli in it, so he decided against it.
Yeah. So anyway. Where's he doing it now?
Local
splash pool. There are a lot of splash pools in London.
Where
you can splash yourself. Yeah, but they're 3 weeks of summer. 2 weeks, a week, or something else.
In a good year. Anyway, in other news as well, and I really like this. So we all know the chick who's Goldie Hawn's and Kurt Russell's daughter.
Hudson?
Yeah, that's the one, Kate Hudson. Yep. She was almost in the Almost Famous, exactly. Yep. And she has just announced that she's releasing music. She's going to become a pop star. Now, before I explain her reasoning, have a listen to a little bit.
A little bit Melissa Etheridge.
It's not bad, fine. But it feels like I think there's a lot of post done.
Bit of Susie Quattro.
But she says that when she was younger, she was told essentially she's too old to pursue this career. Have a listen.
There was someone who said to me, and it kind of jarred me a little. It was when I was in my early 30s, and they basically said, it's done. It's past. You can't. You're too old. And kind of resonated there for a bit, and then I was like, meh.
You know what annoys me?
Yeah, what?
It annoys me when the daughter of Hollywood superstars mm-hmm. who had a massive leg up in the entertainment industry is told she can't do something.
Yeah.
And then she shows them. You go, girl.
Yeah, it's inspirational.
How would you break into the business?
Every kid
how
can relate.
How did you do it?
Yeah,
but also, and now you just get to pay musicians and nod their head while you wail on to some garbage.
but
give
tell
me strength.
Did Susan Boyle? What hell was Susan Boyle when she made it?
She was really late 90s.
That was 40 years ago.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
School's back. There's a shout out to all the kids on the way to school today. The rain is good, I believe, for school.
Yeah.
They might wheel in, a VHS and a square TV on those, those trolleys for you to watch a little vid.
Yeah, wet daytime table.
We once watched when our PE teacher was trying to dissuade us from relations. Our PE teacher on a rainy day, we were 16 in year 10 at Vaucluse High School.
Yeah.
He locked the door and we watched a video of childbirth.
What?
How he had it, I do not know how he had it, but I'll never forget it.
I can't remember.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You know, that's actually...
Is this what you want, boys?
You know what? My first experience of childbirth was 15 years ago.
Talk to me.
To the day.
Today?
Oh. Well, yesterday. Because my son was born.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest segues, like the greatest segue I've heard.
It was so good. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
I've known him 20 years. I didn't know what he was talking about.
He was a Caesar.
I'm surprised he remembers. It's incredible. It was
emergency Caesar because he was sideways and he wouldn't turn around. So we had to take him out the sunroof and my wife was wheeled away to, be stitched up as you do.
Who did you go with, the child or the wife?
I went with a child. He was handed to me and I had to dress him for the first time. You're trying to put that little jumpsuit on. Awesome. I know Aaron's got jumpsuits, which are much better.
You should go to Best & Less and get by Aaron really easy.
Yeah, but mine was one where I thought I'm going to break his arm by putting it into this jumpsuit. You know what? That tiny baby is now 6'3".
Crazy.
At the age of 15.
Crazy.
And he had his birthday yesterday and he joins us this morning. Oh. Good morning, Raph.
Hello.
Raph, do you ever get tired of hearing the story of your birth?
It's like one of the first times I've heard it, actually. So
I talked about it. Because he was sideways. Did you remember that you were sideways?
No, but the other details, not really. Like about getting into a jumpsuit, I didn't really know about that.
What do you remember of your birth, Raph?
Absolutely nothing, so.
Very little.
But what do you remember of your birthday? Everyone's intrigued by your major birthday present, which is now in your room, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What is it?
It's a mini fridge.
He's got a mini fridge.
That is awesome. I remember just being desperate for one as a teenager. I'm so impressed with that gift. Raph, what are you really going to keep in it?
Only iced teas and juice.
Iced tea and juice. He's not keeping ours in it. It's maybe some chocolate. We've put some chocolate, some Aero bars in there, haven't we? Yeah, there's Aero bars in there. So
wow,
it's set up. Have you had any iced tea yet? It was only late last night that went in.
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah. So, but
what about the heating function, Raph? I'm just having a look here, and on the back you can flick it to heating.
Oh, I actually didn't know. Did I know that? I'm not sure. That's cool.
Yeah, but it has a heating function. So what's it for, though?
You have to choose. So if you flick it over, you've got to take all the cold stuff out, Raph, but then you can put in some burgers, you can put in some flapjacks.
It's cool. It's great.
You actually never need to leave your room again. And, Raph, I saw an ad for this golf stick a few years ago that golfers who are on the golf course for 9 hours or 10 hours a day can – urinate in. So I've suggested to your dad that he gets you one of those golf sticks and you honestly don't have to leave your room. How do you feel?
A bucket maybe.
A bucket, even I did this in a home up. We used a bucket. You can seal the top of the golf stick. The bucket's a little more open.
That sounds nice.
Both winners. No, but anyway, so
Also, Raph, need to, last night, you said it was your birthday, and what didn't you want to do on your birthday?
I didn't really want to go to basketball training, but...
You didn't want to go to basketball training. And I said, mate, you know what? The fact your birthday, we're not using this as an excuse. You have to go to basketball training.
Yep.
And so, I agreed.
Yeah, well, you agreed under sufferance. You didn't want to go, did you?
Yes. No, I didn't want to go. That's
and you know
enough.
What? You had 2 servings of sticky date pudding just before training.
What?
That second serving was just... Yeah. And that didn't affect your training?
No, it was fine.
How does it feel, Raph, to just be able to eat whatever you want and maintain your frame?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I bet.
You want to put on weight, though, don't you?
Yes, I do.
God, the dream.
I'm frustrated.
No, it's a dream.
Now, Raph, we play the mental load here game. What percentage, your mum's already told us what she thinks, what percentage of the mental load of your family do you think your father, Dave Husey Hughes, takes? What percentage?
The mental load.
So is it like organising things, making sure everything's done, kids' routines, schedules, lunches, pickups,
well,
the whole thing?
With just me,
yeah.
Maybe like 45%.
Okay.
That'll be all. It cut out. That was a bad line. Bad line.
Thank you.
Well played. Happy birthday, Raph.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Liz and Ben were chatting on Hinge for a few months, but after a few attempts of meeting up, Liz had enough of Ben's excuses.
So Aaron will play Liz. These are real life text messages. Liz is a stunner. It's fair to say.
Could painful. Potentially be the most attractive woman I've ever seen in my life. Just putting it out there.
All right. So here we go. I will play Ben. How are you?
Yep. Fine. You?
Really good. Thanks. Mum got out of the hospital on Sunday.
Ooh.
That's good.
Why are you so salty?
What do you want from me?
Well, I wanted a date, then I asked for suggestions, and you just basically said, never mind. So I was like, okay.
So it was a hassle for you to organise something?
Well, you said during the day and then changed to afternoon. And I had my friend's dad's birthday, so yeah.
There seems to always be an excuse with you.
Mm-hmm. Gee, thanks for your consideration.
What?
Reread what you said to me. I'm just trying to match your energy. You don't like my reply. It's the same effort I got from you.
I don't chase a guy knowing that you already had other plans.
Yeah.
You could have just told me no. Anyways, don't worry about it. This isn't going anywhere anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last message you said was my weekend would have been better if I saw whales. So I thought that was the plan. But anyways, forget it. Likewise, I don't chase girls.
I mean, what a time waster.
Good morning, yep. Liz. Hi there.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, yes. The biggest time waster of life. Oh,
give me a break, Liz. You know what I mean?
No.
Was he hot? He was good to look at, wasn't he, Liz?
Come on, Liz.
He was good to look at.
Yeah, he was good to look at.
Liz.
These people don't have to try. Yeah. He doesn't have to try.
That's
Liz
it.
Thinks she doesn't have to try. None of these hot people
That's
have
why
to ever try.
You can't have 2 really hot people in a relationship. It doesn't work. You've got
no
to have one
trying.
Hot one and one less hot.
That works for me and my wife.
So, Liz, have you found a less hot guy to try? Have you got a guy now, Liz?
No, I'm still on the search, still looking.
Goodness gracious Liz. Me.
You should not be single.
What's your Insta, Liz?
Oh, Liz. She's on private. I've already tried.
Oh, for God's sake, you two are pathetic. Liz,
nah,
I haven't
really
tried your Insta.
Are you, Liz?
She's got 5,000 followers, but she's
on private. How do you get 5,000 followers
on
private?
Have you seen Liz?
Yeah, well, I've seen one photo. How do you get 5,000 followers on private, Liz?
you just don't accept everyone, and
you still get 5,000.
Yeah, yeah. Can imagine how many.
You know what? Too available, Husey. You are too desperate and needy.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. Today FM's Husey, Ed and Aaron's mental load is looking for the women of Sydney juggling more than their significant other. Okay, ladies, now
let's get information. All started when Husey somehow was given, was it 25, 20%? What did your wife give you?
She gave me,
crazy.
It was 25%, but she got angry when I wanted her to send me a list that I could use at the supermarket. But she said I should know what the family needs after like 20 years
or whatever.
It's just
more work for her. Like, it's actually when men try and help and don't carry any mental load, it just makes more work for the woman.
Well, yeah, we got and Aaron, as a single mum, you're still dealing with that. Your partner,
Yesterday, I FaceTimed my daughter because she was staying at her dad's for the weekend, and she was in her school uniform, ready to go to school, and I had to tell her dad that no school today.
Yeah, no, it's tricky. It's tricky to know when school starts.
So, Aaron's going to host a beautiful lunch at Merivale's Hotel Centennial. Planning your next event, Merivale has over 80 event spaces across Sydney for every budget and occasion. Visit merivale.com to find out more. And what about this skincare? Vixen Skincare. Skincare just got real. 30% off Mother's Day Vixen Beauty Sale. You get a double pass to the lunch, and then you get a beautiful goodie bag thanks to Vixen Skincare. So, Vaughn. From Camden, are you carrying the mental load at your joint?
Absolutely, I am.
Yeah. So Vaughn, do you work? I mean, obviously working from home, working at home, but do you do other employment apart from your full time family job?
Yeah. So I work 4 days a week, and I only have Friday off to really catch up on everything. Goodness. But yes, working 4 days, 3 kids, and home, sport, and everything.
What does your lovely husband, Chris, do?
He is a bank lender.
Yeah. So he's getting people's money
loans.
Or giving them money.
Yeah.
Giving them loans for houses. Yeah. Right. Like a mortgage broker. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. Do we find out what percentage you get now, or
think,
do we?
Yeah. I think so, and then then Chris will dispute it. Yeah. Yep, and then we find out who's actually telling the truth via a quiz.
Mm.
What percentage then? Yeah, Vaughn.
So probably 90-10.
Ooh. So 90-10. That's pretty strong.
It's gone up from the percentage she gave us last week, which was 80-20. So he's been less helpful as he Vaughn recently.
It's gotten more mental load on me. The more sport that comes in, the more he does things. He's dropped the ball a bit.
It's tough with the sport. What sports are they playing?
So we do soccer and cricket.
Yeah.
Long
The good thing about cricket is you can drop them off for hours. You don't have to hang around at cricket, do you, Vaughn?
The cricket, he loves it, so that is all him. But
so he does like
what
he likes
time it is.
Cricket.
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't know where it is. I have to tell him where it is.
Yeah.
About to do a quiz, but we've got Chris to answer that. Are you guilty as charged, Chris? She's saying you got 10% of the mental load. Do you question that, or you agree with it?
I thought maybe 80-20 was a bit more fair, but I think she's feeling 90-10 because the kids are back at school today, maybe.
Yeah, okay. I get it, man.
That's her forte. You know? her forte. Wow. Lucky she's got a hobby. All right. Should we come back with a quiz and then an incredible solution?
Oh, I love it.
A young entrepreneur, right, local entrepreneur. Okay. Find out how Chris goes with the mental load quiz next.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Today FM's Husey, Ed and Aaron's mental load is looking for the women of Sydney juggling more than their significant other. Okay, ladies,
now let's get information. Right in the middle of mental load. So, Vaughn, we've had Vaughn on. Vaughn, 3 children. She 90%. Works 4 days a week. She does 90%. Chris, her husband, he's a dud. So we've now got the. We're gonna.
No, they're gonna do a quiz. We'll find out what
he
he's
could
got.
Be a dud. It's not
Here
yet
we go.
Confirmed.
Let's do it.
Let's All go, right. Vaughn. You ask Chris the questions.
Hello, darling.
Aww. Hello, darling.
Oh, that's a bit of a sucking right. up before the hard hitting stuff.
Hit me.
Here
hit
we go.
Me.
Come on.
Go, set me Vaughn. Up for success. Let's go.
Okay. What is Eli's teacher's name?
I knew. Mrs. Howe? Might be Ali's teacher.
What is it?
Mrs.
He doesn't know, does he?
Oh, my Lord. Not even
so
the same
zero.
Starting letter. Yep, perfect.
Yep. Rubbish.
She hasn't worked there for 2 years.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, keep going.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, Mrs. Howe, 2 years ago. Okay, my bad.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. It's not bad.
What days do they both have sport? There's two.
2 days of sport. Well, Wednesdays, I know he plays soccer because I've seen him play a couple of times. So
couple
Wednesdays
times.
Is their main sport. Their other sport day might be Friday.
No.
No.
Monday. Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Monday and Wednesday.
Third question, just to...
Chris, I'm pumping this up to 95
yeah,
in a minute.
Just to cement the fact that he is a Zed Setter dud, let's go one more.
Let's go.
How often do I wash Ali's hair? Oh. And what day?
Oh, how often do you wash it? She washed it herself the other night. Anyway.
What night was it? When was it? What day?
She washed it herself. On Sunday.
He's done it. Sunday was the day.
Sunday is the day.
Yes, that's one out of three. Well,
he's one out of three.
Oh, maybe you hooked at the start. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, you've got no idea, Chris. You can't just say days and hope for the best.
No, he did. Give him some credit.
He's got some credit. He's a good guy.
He's seen his kid play soccer once.
He has. He's heard that apparently these children play soccer. Thank you, Vaughn. Thank you, Chris. Now, we've just heard from Vaughn about the three children and their miles and miles of activities, and we're joined now by Maria Zinnius from Ladies Running Errands. Hey, Maria, in a nutshell, what does Ladies Running Errands do?
Everything. So what happens is we are, really, the only way I can describe it is we're the other family member that everyone needs. So we're the extra person that everyone needs because they're so busy, all the families, you know, especially with little kids, and now their parents are getting older and they need help. So, you know, it's one thing after another.
How does it work, Maria? So it obviously it has to be easy because if it's too hard basket, you're better off doing it yourself. So how does it work?
Oh, no, once you get, no, we run it. Absolutely like clockwork. So what? Let's just say you want us to take your child to school, right? So we know exactly what time we're going to be at your door. Wow. We pick them up, we take them straight to the door, and you get the same driver every day. They become very, very happy. The same in the afternoon. So the drama, there's more dramas in the afternoons because, you know, kids. Swimming, gymnastics,
yes.
Oh, my God. It never ends. Right?
Basketball, dancing.
Know now. Yeah, you know all the mums now. You know, before there was a little bit of flexibility, you know, with the ones that obviously there was a lot of family, they had to go back to work, right? They had this great life. You know, stay-at-home mum, they had this idea that they were going to stay home till they were 5 years old or 10 years old.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all gone out
can't
the window
afford
now.
It now. They have to work. They've got to work.
They can't afford it.
Yeah.
And then their kids are, and then of course the other problem is that, well, the other little hitch is that their parents are getting a little bit older now. So once they used to be able to walk down to the school, pick them up at the door, you know, those lovely good old days.
Often don't live near close by anyway. Families used to stay in the same area.
No.
Now they just, everyone spreads far and wide,
right.
So you're nowhere near your grandparents.
Right. So now we pick them up in the afternoon and we take them, usually, most of them we either take them to the, where they have to go, you know, like to swimming or gymnastics or something, because then the parents can go at 6 o'clock. That's not amazing.
Wow.
You know,
Ladies Running
that
Errands.
That is amazing.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Sydney Swans are an excellent team. They could win the premiership, either them or the Giants.
Oh, my goodness.
Greater Western Sydney Giants, both great AFL teams. Something weird happened, though, in Sydney Swans' last game. It was on Sunday. They were playing in Melbourne, and one of their players kicked a goal. One of their newer players, his name is Sam Wicks. Have a listen to it.
Back on the run, magnificent. Wicks again. Wicks on fire. He's got two.
Where was that game played, just out of interest? Because
that
sounded...
was at the MCG.
Okay, yeah, because it sounded like booing, but yeah, that would make
sense. Yeah, well, anyway, so... Yeah. The Sydney Swans won by a lot, but that was reasonably early in the game. So that goal was really important. Right. And so this guy has kicked a goal and something weird happened after that. There's 18 Sydney Swans players on the ground. Not one of them said well done to him. No one gave him a high five. No one got around him at all, which just never happens. Whenever someone gets a goal, other players congratulate them.
There are teams that actually every single player has to go, and it's like this thing they do as social cohesion and team building. After every try or goal, every player has to go and congratulate the guy. And some teams, it's actually, they implement that. Like it's so rare to not see that. I've just watched it twice. Still in disbelief.
I have been watching sport for close to 50 years, whether it's rugby league, AFL, soccer,
pickleball,
cricket,
badminton,
pickleball. I have
rhythmic,
never
gymnastics,
volleyball. I've never seen an incident of someone getting a goal or something similar and not being congratulated by teammates. So, but then the story has come out of why he's not being. Why they ignored him.
Yes.
Something to do with him and another teammate's ex-partner.
Oh, dear.
And, I don't know the details, but it's like, was he contacting a teammate's ex or something?
Okay. Oh, it is understood. This is from the article in The Telegraph, Erin Mullen. It is understood there are still levels of tension between Wicks and his teammates after the episode that resulted. Right, okay, and he missed a game because of my
that they describe it in a weird way. I'm just trying to find the actual line, but he's saying no inappropriate relationship.
Yes,
but the way they described it in another article, not this one, was that there'd been a misunderstanding about contact made was kind of the way that they had phrased it. So maybe nothing even actually happened. But obviously there was some kind of interaction between Wicks and one of his teammates' ex-partners.
But you know what? The fact is, if he runs out with you, you've got to forget about all that. I just think he's your teammate. You need him to be at his ultimate, his highest performance so you can win the game.
It's a really interesting one because even in that situation, and you're right, that's obviously the best thing for the whole team, but it's obviously deeply affected whoever the player is to the extent that the teammates around him are obviously more concerned about his welfare and the perception that they're siding with Wicks that they've determined that's the best. It's and that, there are senior players in that team who are, responsible, who are experienced, and the fact that none of them went over to him and makes me think this is a lot deeper than just someone being a bit annoyed that you liked someone's ex's photo on Instagram or something. Do you know what I mean? Like the senior players didn't even run over.
And no one. He was completely ignored.
What about when they went to the bit when they go to the bench and they're all getting a drink and they're still not talking?
Yes, not one person ever made eye contact with him. Yeah. This stuff, it's so hard because my kind of thoughts in it depends on the nature of your friendship, but I've always kind of thought as well, like if you don't work out with someone and potentially they're destined to be with someone that you know or they've connected with someone that you know. I just don't think that should mean it's off limits. If it's a best friend and, if it's your best friend and they're dating your ex, yes, get that, absolutely. But if it's just an acquaintance or someone you know, it still might hurt you a little bit. But why should you be able to stop them from finding love if they're meant to be and that's going to be a beautiful relationship?
It's a big question though, isn't it?
And it's a hard one.
Are you allowed to go out with your friend's ex or your work colleague's ex?
This old one.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Let's get into it, because can you date your friend's ex? Because a Sydney Swans player in something that has never happened in Husey's 50 years of watching
sport.
Male sport.
Or female sport. Any sport. No, I've never seen a netball. If you get a goal in netball.
Cold shoulder sometimes.
Tell you what, the girls will get around you in women's soccer, I can assure you. Let's find out if it's okay. Do we start with Beck?
Yeah, Beck, you are one of our producers and you had a friend.
Also known as, please contact Boozehound Beck.
Yep, so morning. Beck, I know you're off to Europe soon for your, I don't know how long. But
have you checked out, Beck?
No.
Are you still trying?
Well, I'm here. No.
Oh, that good girl.
What date do you leave, Beck?
11th of June.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so you're still here for a...
Well, I'm here till the 31st of May.
All right, so that's still quite a way away. So, yep, you've got to stay on the ball.
At least
midway through May.
Yeah, right? Midway. Definitely.
13th.
So you had a friend. What happened?
Yeah, so my ex-boyfriend, this was many years ago, we broke up, and then you have that friend that you always cry to and like talk to about things. A few months later, I found out that they were sleeping together after we broke up. But yeah, it was not very fun at the time. I'm so fine with it now. We're actually very good friends now. We've cleared the air.
Do you trust her?
No. I do now. Only in the last year have I probably trust her again.
So in your... Are you pretty certain it didn't start till after you'd broken up?
No, it didn't. It definitely didn't start. He always used to joke to me how hot she was, which is the other issue. But no, I know it never happened because she had a boyfriend at the time too. But afterwards, you know, they became friends. I don't know why you become friends with your friend's ex.
No,
but
when you were with your the boyfriend, when she was around, did you feel slightly uncomfortable that he was too keen on her?
Well, we always hung out with like both couples, like her and her ex-boyfriend and me and him. So I never felt that bad.
So when you were doing like dinner and they were sucking spaghetti out of each other's mouths, did that hurt?
No, look, I was fine at the time. I was very confident in myself at the time.
Yeah, but, so you should be.
Afterwards, it was pretty rough for a little bit.
But you're still friends with her?
Yeah, we're very good friends now.
Well, that is intriguing.
Yeah.
I love that, Beck.
Can
I really want to explore that situation. No. Would she come on the radio, do you reckon, or not?
She doesn't really like talking about it, but sure. I think it was a weird time in her life. She was going through a bit herself, so that was, but look, I'll ask her.
Can I just share something really quickly? Because it's just reminded me talking about crying to someone. I was at this function in Canberra crying to this. So this new person had come to town working in my industry. She's fairly well known. And
she's done well.
Yes. And anyway, we were talking at the table and I was telling her how upset I was because, you know, boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. And then I left the function to go home. He was at the function, which is why I was talking on another table. And then my other friend told me that later that night they had hooked up together in the swimming pool of her place. And then 20 years later, I still don't like her. And I actually changed my tune. He was my boyfriend for like 4 years.
But was he your boyfriend on that night or you'd already broken up?
I can't remember. It might have been. I don't know.
Crucial part of the story.
But it really annoyed me. And then, I just still haven't let it go. Still angry.
No, clearly.
Still hurt. She wasn't a friend, and I said before, friends can, but I've changed my tune, actually.
Well, you and Lisa Wilkinson are friends now, so that's what matters.
It was the pirate. You got me.
Thank you, Beck. Thank you, Aaron. And now let's go to Helen from Warrenora. You love hooking up with your friends' exes, don't you, Helen? Be honest.
No, definitely not. How are you guys?
We're so good.
Yeah, no, it's just, definitely not the thing to do. It's a girl code. And there's so many other fish in the sea.
But what if...
Further afield.
But they might be your soulmate. And surely after a year, after they've broken up for a year, they're fair game, aren't they?
Oh, look, it's been a while since I've dated, but I still wouldn't go then. That's just not my thing.
Okay, so it's a definite from Helen. Here comes... here we go. Andrew from Oran Park. You know how to party, don't you, Andrew?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. You're an ex guy.
So is it okay to hook up with a friend of an ex?
It depends on how good the friend is, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're because sometimes imagine all the amazing relationships that never got to be because you were ruled out immediately because your stupid friend had dated them first, even though they were never suited.
But also friends drift off anyway, don't they?
Well, exactly, and choose.
Yeah,
you know.
Friends come and go, you're right, soulmates stay. That's a good
point. Okay, so one all, it's one all. So here comes Deb from Hornsby. That was amazing. Here comes Deb from Hornsby. Has this happened to you, Deb?
Hasn't happened to me, but recently cheated on by my husband, not with a friend, but there's absolutely no way, like being single again now, there's no way, like sisters before misters, you got to look after your friends.
See, cheating's a whole different kettle of fish, you're right, and that is a no-go zone.
So your husband, is he your ex-husband, your ex now, or have you divorced or?
Not yet, just very recent, but 23 years married and
Deb, you are about to enter, I promise you, the greatest phase of your life. I promise, I know it feels horrific, I've been there, you're about to enter the best phase. It'll take a little while, but I promise you will never be happier. I promise.
Thank you. I've got my girls.
Darling, slide into my inbox. I'll check my inbox and I'm going to, That's.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not going to date you. Did that sound kind of like?
No, it didn't sound that. No,
but honestly, this is about to be amazing. I'm so sorry. I know it hurts, but it's about to be amazing.
Are any of your ex-husband's friends hot?
Yeah, but I wouldn't go there.
Standards of class.
I do it.
QC, Ed and Erin are brought to you by their mums. Their podcast by the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day Fragrance Sale. On now. QC, Ed and Erin.